This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. This hadith is the hadith in a collection of Imam Muslim narrated to us by Abdullah bin Umar, and it's in the obviously the theme of treating your parents and relatives with excellence. I have to say this is one of my favorite hadith. It's one of my favorite. I think when that kid asked me that question that I still haven't been able to answer, what my favorite hadith is, it ranks pretty high on the list. I couldn't, and I'll show you why, because it's just the amount of, you can take so much from it. You can look at it from so many different angles. And a part of it is bitter way then obviously, but there's so much more to it than that. And this is what he says, alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ إِنَّ أَبَرَّ الْبِرِّ صِلَةُ الرَّجُلِ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ. Said the most virtuous of virtuous characteristics, like birr, the most birr of birr, like the best part of birr, of all parts of birr, is for a person to show love to the people whom his father showed love to when he was alive. And it works for both mothers and fathers. The usage for father here, you don't have to put out mother because there's no gender specificity in this action. So they just, saying father is equal for both, just so they put that aside. He said the best type of birr is to show love, Sila, to those whom your father loved when he was alive. And from this hadith, there's way more. I'm focused on the yani birr al-walidain piece, but there's way more to it than that. You see, if you truly love your dad, if you truly, truly show birr, meaning, and love is a little bit more optional here, it's the effect of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out, right? The effect of love, which is birr. If you truly want to be bar with your father, then don't just do things he likes. Look for the people he loved and love them. Show them love. Even if you don't like, show them love just because he loved them. Now the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا لَكُمْ كَالْوَالِدِ. To you I am like a father. So if you love him, ﷺ, then you will show the people whom he loved love as well. And then to take that on a larger scale, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb. The father is an Ab, which is one degree lower than a Rabb. A Rabb is a higher degree. So if we're supposed to show the people our father has loved love, then the people that our Rabb loves should show be shown even more love. Because the Rabb is more connected to you and is more majestic and is more profound than a father is. Actually, the name Rabb is put that way so that it's just an upgrade of Ab. Meaning you upgraded the letters a little bit, so it's a stronger meaning. It's higher, it's more important. So if you are going to perform birr, the best performance of birr is to show love to the people your father loved, show love to them, then imagine what you should do to the people whom your Lord loves. And that way, all of Islam, yet again, all of Islam just becomes love again. Again, no matter how you ring, no matter how you hit this, it just comes back to the same point. No matter where you start, you walk, you come to the same point again. You start with Iman, you start with Islam, start with whatever you want. Walk down the line of any concept and you come back to the same point, the point of showing love. That's what this is about. There's nothing else. That's the essence of this whole story. You want to be bar with your parents? Then go see whom they loved and love them. Because that's evidence. You love him, alayhi salatu wasalam, you want to show birr to the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, go love the people he loved. Who did he love, alayhi salatu wasalam? His family. We're coming to into Friday. He loved his family, alayhi salatu wasalam. Love them. Doesn't mean that you give up any of your fundamentals or you compromise any of your ethics, but you love them. Wallahi, we were taught this. We were taught if we saw someone who was from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's family, we go and we hug them and we stand by them because this is someone who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loves the most amongst us because he's related to them. It's an issue of love. He loved the scholars. He loved the pious. He loved the people who were selfless. That's who he loved, alayhi salatu wasalam. Who does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love? It's not hard to figure that out either. And show them love. And then, يروي أبو يعلى في مسنده قال أبو بردة. أبو بردة is the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, right? So Abu Burda said, أتيت المدينة فلما وصلت, I came to Medina, أتاني ابن عمر. Ibn Umar, the guy who narrated this hadith, came to me. فقال لي, يا أبا بردة, أتدري لما أتيتك? Oh, do you know why I came to you? فقلت لا, no. فقال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الرجل أن يبر أباه في قبره. If a person wants to show birr to his father in his grave, فليصل أهل وده. Then he goes and he shows love to the people he loved. وَإِنَّهُ كَانَ بَيْنَ أَبِيكَ وَبَيْنَ عُمَرَ بَيْنَ أَبِيكَ وَبَيْنَ عُمَرَ وِدٌّ وَإِخَاءٌ فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَصِلَ ذَلِكَ. And between your father and between Umar, which is my father, there was love. So I wanted to kind of bring that back again. Imam Muslim narrates to us that كان ابن عمر إذا أراد أن يتروح خرج على حمار وشد على رأسه عمامة. Whenever he was going to take a stroll, just to kind of clear his head, he had a certain donkey that he liked. Yes, a donkey. It's not, it's a donkey. It's actually a nice, very beautiful and intelligent animal, by the way. I know Arab love to use that as the way to, yeah, you know, demean each other and bring it. But Ahmar is actually is offended when we use the word against each other because he's much better than most of us. And he's totally fine. It's a beautiful animal. He would get on the animal. I've seen donkeys and I know what I'm talking about. They're very beautiful animals. And they're very nice to have. And he would have an imamah that he put on his head and he would leave and go take a stroll. فَرَأَ أَعْرَابِيًّا فَقَالَ أَنَسْتَ فُلَانَ بْنَ فُلَانَ. He saw a guy, a Bedouin person. And Bedouins are usually, you know, they're gharib, they're not known, and they don't really mingle with people. They just come to buy things from the Medina and they go back. But Ibn Umar saw him and he said, aren't you Fulan ibn Fulan? قَالَ نَعَمْ قَالَ فَنَزَلَ عَنْ حِمَارِهِ فَأَرْكَبَهُ حِمَارَهُ ثُمَّ أَخَذَ عِمَامَتَهُ فَوَضَعَهَا عَلَى رَأْسِهِ. And then he got off the donkey, he put him on his donkey, and then he took off his imama and put it on his head. فَقَالَ هَذِهِ لَكَ. These are yours, go. فَقُلْنَا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. He said, Ibn Umar, because he's a teacher at the time and people loved him. He said, غَفْ, may Allah forgive you. هِيَ هُوَ حِمَارٌ كُنْتَ تُحِبُّ أَن تَتَرَوَّحَ عَلَيْهِ وَعِمَامَةٌ تَشُدُّهَا عَلَى رَأْسِكَ. This is a donkey that you love, you use when you stroll, you enjoy yourself. Like they feel bad for him, he takes no time off. And you're taking this time off, you're enjoying it, you're giving that, you know, your little leisure to this person. فَقَالَ أَمَا عَلِمْتُمْ أن رسول الله قال. Don't you know the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إن أبر البر صلة الرجل أهل ود أبيه بعد أن يولي. That the best of birr is to show love to those whom your father loved after he dies. وإنه كان بين أبيه وبين عمر محبة وإخاء. And indeed between his father and Umar, my father, there was love. So I did that for him. رضي الله عنه وارضاه. This is the beauty. It's this love that's shown. Because we understand why. We understand the loyalty. We understand this connection, this lineage that keeps on going, this heritage of love and beauty and loyalty and decency, which is what birr is. And when you understand it that way, you understand the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if you love your father and you want to do that for your father, amazing. But what about sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Is he not a father to you? What about your Lord himself, jalla jalaluhu? What is he to you, jalla jalalullah? And then you understand that this is why I love this hadith, because if you just take it and you break it down, it's extremely profound and it teaches it a really nice lesson for us to learn. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أبر البر صلة الرجل أهل ود أبيه. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.